We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The town of Hempstead is set to announce a new shark patrol. It'll involve people on jet skis and in boats. They'll be monitoring the waters off South Shore beaches where sharks have been spotted several times this week.
There have been more than a half dozen confirmed shark sightings off Long Island's South Shore. Most of them, at least seven, were in the town of Hempstead in the Lido Beach vicinity. A good many of them were believed to be bull sharks. There are sharks in the water all the time, but these sightings have been extremely close to the shore where people are swimming. Hempstead Town Supervisor Don Claven says the weather is a key factor.
It has been an unseasonably warm summer. The waters are already in the 70-degree temperatures, which is well above normal. In addition, we've also seen an influx of smaller fish, which are referred to as bait fish, in this region, and that could be a driving force of why these sharks are in the region.
In each case where there's been a sighting, the beach has been closed for an hour or two and then reopened so beachgoers can wade up to their waist. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds on Long Island.